Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about being mesuder in terms of time. That is, being organized in terms of time, doing things on time and doing things according to time. Now, the story begins with Reb Chaim ben Yamini and his wife Rivka, who escaped from the terrible Holocaust, which means a time about 80 years ago when, unfortunately, Rahman Litzlan, the Nazis made their names be erased. Terrible, 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 terrible people murdered many, 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 many Yidden, millions, literally millions of Yidden in Europe. Much too horrible to describe or understand, but in any case, the two people in our story, Reb Chaim ben Yamini and his wife Rivka, had escaped from there, and they ended up in Brazil, which is a country far away from America, in South America. And actually, I have a special love for Brazil because my daughter just married a wonderful young bachur from Brazil. And most probably, his education or his father's education is connected to this story. So they arrived in Brazil. There was no yeshiva ever in Brazil. And they built a yeshiva called Machane Yisrael, a Petropolis, a certain city or a neighborhood in Brazil. And by much, much dedication and a lot of advice from the Rebbe, constant letters back and forth, the yeshiva today flourishes. The yeshiva today is very, very successful. It was not easy at all. It was quite difficult to establish the yeshiva. There had never been a yeshiva in Brazil ever. And yet, with much hard work and with many, many pieces of advice from the Rebbe, many letters, the Benyamini succeeded. Now, Reb Chaim's approach to the yeshiva was kind of considered old-fashioned because he put a lot of emphasis on Seder and doing things on time. Not just that Bachim should learn well and that girls should learn well, but it should be in a Seder, in an orderly way, starting on time, finishing on time. When it's time to do this particular learning, that's what's done. This particular learning at a different time, and always to be on time. Now, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe in 1981, 5741, which was about 42 years ago. And he said he was trying to teach all of the students to conduct themselves in this way, being orderly and Seder on time. But he said it's very difficult because these days the young people do not want to behave in this way. They want to do things when they feel like doing things. They don't want to be under the rule of the clock, so to speak. So the Rebbe began his answer by praising this method. He said this is a very, very good method. And if chinuch is not orderly, if education of young children and young people is not done in an orderly way, then it is teaching them to be vilt. Zildkeit, to be wild and not in a way that I am asking for and not in the way that I am actually begging what I want and what I am demanding. The Rebbe said, I want that the Bachurim and the young girls should learn this very, very important way of learning and doing Torah mitzvahs and living in an orderly way, on time, in a Seder. Then the Rebbe offered the following explanation, and he said, perhaps this is why this area of education is so hard today, why it's so difficult for many, many young people to get used to the idea of doing things in a Seder, on time. And the Rebbe said, my father-in-law, the previous Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, he once said that the Sitra Achra, the forces of evil, is kind of like a flame. And just like a flame, often just before a flame goes out, it suddenly makes a big leap. If you ever watch a candle burning out, quite often just before the candle goes out, there's one last big leap of flame, and then it goes out. The same thing, evil forces know that Mashiach is coming, and that they, the evil forces, will be snuffed out. And therefore, just before that happens, the evil forces are now making a big leap. They're making things very hard. And that's why right now, just before Mashiach comes, it's so hard to teach this very, very important way of chinuch, of education, that we must do things in an orderly way. Yeshivas and schools must operate in an orderly way. And this is something which will bring Mashiach much quicker. And therefore, it's important to take this lesson that when we learn Torah, we must do it in an orderly way, and we must be consistent, and we must grow step by step. And this way, we will advance in our learning and our mitzvahs and bring Mashiach that much quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.